Clean Air activists concerned about pollution from a steel casting plant in West Berkeley have released preliminary results from their own citizen air sampling. They say the data show unsafe levels of nickel and manganese and that Pacific Steel Casting is the most likely source. Brian Edwards-Tiegert has the story.
Richard Spencer got involved with the community coalition calling for a cleanup of West Berkeley's Pacific Steel Casting when he started investigating his own health problems.
My health issues, headaches, lack of mental clarity, sleep issues. I have tried many resources, medical resources, to try and actually deal with that, and nothing's come up. And then I had some toxic metal testing done, both hair and urine samples, and they both show that I am carrying significant quantities or excreting significant quantities of some of the subject materials that are actually found in these tests.
The tests he's referring to are air sampling results from a portable air monitor set up on the roof of Spencer's home at 8th and Gilman.
This portable air sampler is called the Minivol.
Dale DeWallen is a conservation and resource sciences major at UC Berkeley. He's been helping West Berkeley residents take air samples from about 40 rooftops across the neighborhood.
Once the monitor's turned on, the air goes through this inlet, collecting all the particulate matter in the air, and it's collected onto a filter, which is made of some fibrous material. And after the 24-hour sample is taken, we send these off to an EPA-certified lab.
DeWallen and the neighbors have been doing the monitoring with a small grant from the Bay Area Air District. In their first 3 months of sampling, they say they found levels of manganese on one block that are over 200 times the level that the EPA considers safe for long-term exposure. And they attribute that to Pacific Steel Casting, which is one block away from the rooftop where they found those levels. But Elizabeth Jewell, a spokesperson for the company, takes issue with those claims.
These results haven't been reviewed at all. So, you know, who knows where, one, if the numbers are accurate, and two, what the source is. You know, you're taking air samples from a dense industrial neighborhood. You got 10 lanes of freeway there. You've got train tracks, numerous industries. I think it's misleading at best to attribute all of these results to one company.
Peter Guerrero, a neighborhood resident and a consultant on the monitoring project, concedes that the data is still preliminary, but he says that it paints a pretty clear picture.
Pacific Steel is the only industrial source in West Berkeley to emit manganese. It also is accounts for about 99% of all emissions of nickel. When we test upwind from Pacific Steel, we don't get these kind of results. We don't find these toxic metals. Or if we do find them, we find them in really extremely low background concentrations.
Pacific Steel Casting's Elizabeth Jewell pointed out that the company has been upgrading its pollution controls recently. Many of those upgrades were required by clean air agencies or court settlements. But the point, she says, is that the company is making progress.
I got to tell you, there will never be no emissions. And if that's the standard, you know, that's impossible. There is no manufacturer in the world that can meet that standard. But what this company is doing is it will meet its obligation and follow the law, which it's doing, and continue to attempt to improve as technology improves to reduce emissions to the utmost extent.
Neighbors of the facility aren't happy to leave it there, however. Many are signing up to join a class action lawsuit against the steel plant. They're hoping to open some of the company's records, improve monitoring, and ultimately win more stringent pollution controls. Timothy Rumberger, a local attorney who sues polluters, says the new monitoring data will make it possible to expand the claims against Pacific Steel Casting.
The causes of action would be for the nuisance and would be for personal injury to the extent that that can be shown, and for other legal theories that would apply to the facts of their emitting particles, for instance. That particle is an assault, even a battery.
Rumberger says he may file the class action lawsuit as soon as the end of this week. On the Environmental Justice Beat, I'm Brian Edwards-Tiegert for KPFA.
And you are listening to the KPFA Evening News on 94.1 FM or online at kpfa.org. This hour-long newscast is broadcast each night at 6 o'clock. Coming up, President Bush's